Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Kenney. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Lolick reaches second base with a double. Mercer throws the ball into Ellis, who tags Lolick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is hit by the pitch. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer, who is chasing the ball. Egan reaches third base with a triple. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Egan scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lolick strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. May scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lolick hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson bunts in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swoboda for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lolick hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Horace Clark pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Jerry Kenney. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munson bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Alou moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. Alou scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Cater moves to third. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.